He's back in court, but former President Trump doesn't think he should be. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is a rigged trial. It's coming from the White House.
He said that right before going into the courtroom, and then he posted on Truth Social over and over that he should have immunity from prosecution from acts taken while president, referring to the federal 2020 election indictment. The Supreme Court will consider his immunity claim at a hearing next week in this criminal case in New York.
Today's goal is to get the five alternate jurors to pick the full 18-member panel to hopefully kick off opening arguments in this trial on Monday. And as far as the jury that has already been picked, they say that they will judge this case fairly and impartially.
Fox's Eric Schaun outside the court, the former president charged with falsifying records and 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. A new Fox News poll has him leading President Biden in Georgia by 6 points. It's a 3-point Trump edge in Michigan. They are tied in two other battleground states, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. No comment from Israel yet after its strike on Iran, retaliating for a weekend attack. Iranian media has been downplaying it, saying explosions heard were air defenses taking down drones. Israel gave the U.S. advance notice, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken says at a G7 meeting of our allies in Italy, there was no American involvement. Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports.
It's also focused on the situation in Gaza. He says G7 countries urged the, quote, rapid implementation of Israel's humanitarian assistance commitments, including more aid and better crossings.
We've seen important steps over the last couple of weeks, with more crossings opening, more aid getting in, more aid getting around. But we need to see sustained results.
Lincoln also says
the G7 is also very clear in its unwavering support for Ukraine, faced with aggression from Russia.
The House could vote this weekend to approve new military aid to Ukraine, though some Republicans oppose that, threatening to oust Speaker Mike Johnson for even holding a vote. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Stocks are mixed so far today. The NASDAQ is down 66 points, but the Dow is gaining 176. The S&P 500 adding 1 point. It had gone down the last 5 trading days. Despite all the conflict in the Middle East, the price of oil barely budging, down about a dime, still around $82 a barrel. Gas is up a fraction, but AAA's national average for regular remains $3.67 per gallon. That is 19 cents higher than a month ago. Speaking of fossil fuels,
the Biden administration takes one of its most aggressive actions under its climate and conservation agenda, blocking some 13 million acres of Alaskan wilderness from oil, gas, and mining operations. The Department of Interior finalizing the regulations affecting the land within the National Petroleum Reserve just ahead of Earth Day. In a separate move, it's also blocking a controversial road, which the state of Alaska wants to build to reach a large copper deposit. The department saying it would threaten indigenous communities and fragment wildlife habitat. But some Alaska natives say the administration did not adequately consult with them about the economic benefits of fossil fuel development in the remote region. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
There's an artificial intelligence update that might affect your searches online.
Meta AI going forward will be integrated with the search bars of the Meta apps like Facebook and found at its own website, meta.ai. The company says it's upgraded the software that allows the AI to operate, which they call Llama, claiming it outperforms competitor ChatGPT when it comes to completing tasks like software coding. But the thing you might find most usable is that it will integrate real-time searching from both Google and Bing. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The NBA playoffs will be set tonight. Miami versus Chicago, New Orleans versus Sacramento. The winners will get the 8 seeds in each conference. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.